BelowBroadway.com.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host for tonight's event.
Hey, it's Maher. Welcome to a very, very special Christmas Eve broadcast of Below Broadway. This is where we spend time with our favorite Broadway stars. This is where we spend time with our favorite Broadway music. And today, this is where we're going to spend time with our favorite Broadway stars singing our favorite holiday music. The holidays are so weird this year. I don't know what to say about them. Normally, holiday season is where people travel, see friends, see family, and I guess just for safety, everyone this year is being asked not to. And it makes sense. And there's definitely many ways of doing some sort of virtual holiday, and that's what we're doing here. We're having a virtual holiday party with all of our favorite Broadway stars. It's the best that we can do until Broadway reopens, and I'm so glad that I get to spend it with you guys. I forgot to introduce you to my first guest. Oh, how silly of me. My first guest, Miss Courtney Reed. We were chit-chatting right before the show, and I asked you a question, but I told you to hold off on giving me an answer until we are actually live on air. So, Miss Courtney Reed, it is your time to shine. What is the answer to the question? Oh, what's the question? The question was, what would you like for Christmas, Miss Courtney Reed?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one.
Okay, so maybe I lied. Maybe she wasn't in the studio, but that's a great recording from 2018, excuse me. Well, we're going to get this show started, and to kick off a holiday show, what's a holiday show without a little bit of holiday drinking games? For this next song, everyone's going to need a drink in their hand. Get a glass of eggnog, get a beer, get a wine, get a whatever it is that you drink, and I can't believe that we're going to be doing this. Everyone just needs to be ready, all right? You're about to get the party started.
BroadwayBroadway.com.
I was thinking, if you guys are up for it, I'm going to need a little audience participation. It's like a little call and response. But the response is you drink your drink. So, there are three key words for this drinking game we're going to play as I sing and drink with you, because why not? They are reindeer, frosty, and Christmas. So reindeer, frosty, and Christmas, you just take a sip of your beverage, and by the end of the song, we'll all feel warmer and happier. How about that? Okay, let's do this, Jacob. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if he ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow. Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Wow! Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he can laugh and play just the same as you and me. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go, I see you. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
BroadwayBroadway.com.
Underground Broadway.
BelowBroadway.com.
Ho, 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 ho. Oh, those harmonies were just amazing. Oh, that was, let's see, that was Matt Doyle and Bonnie Milligan doing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That was from 2017. And right before that, The Drinking Game. Oh my gosh, that was so fun. Caroline Bowman from 2018. Those were such great songs to start off the show. Okay, what is a Broadway show without Broadway music? But the thing is, you can't have a holiday show without holiday music, but there's very, very little Christmas music that I can play without breaking copyright laws. And so, as a treat, I found a great, great recording of a holiday mashup featuring an actual Broadway song.
BelowBroadway.com.
Y'all ready for one final rainbow?
During times that he cried, in bridges he burned, on the way that she died.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Holidays.
HelloBroadway.com.
The best of underground Broadway.
HelloBroadway.com.
Oh, I hope you guys are enjoying my gift to you. This is my Christmas mixtape of magic, awesome Broadwayness. So that we had Joey Labraska singing Last Christmas. That's from 54 Below in 2018. And speaking of 54 Below, a majority of these recordings are coming from clips that I found online from 54 Below, Famous on Broadway. You can go to belowbroadway.com to see the full links to all the music featured here today. And check out their channels. They're really great shows. If you're in New York, once they reopen, please do check them out because you can see all of our favorite Broadway stars performing. All of our favorite Broadway stars performing live. Wow, that's just a lot of words. Oh, yeah. And then before that, we had the cast of 2018 Very Broadway Bay Christmas at 54 Below performing the mashup of Seasons of Love and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC. NSYNC, oh my, that's so 1990s. That is so my generation of growing up. Christmas is back in the old house when I was growing up. We would spend Christmas probably sitting watching Disney movies, presents in the morning. We did that. Christmas dinner was always delicious, and right after we finish the broadcast today, I'm going to be going making mine. Wonder what you guys are having for dinner. I'm having fish. Breaded fish, delicious. But yeah, memories just come back of of sitting on the sofa, watching Disney movies, eating a lot of chocolate. I remember just lots and lots of chocolate. There's one thing that hasn't changed again. That is the deliciousness of Ferrero Rocher chocolate. Oh, that has always been a Christmas staple in my house. Santa Claus always made sure that we had enough of those chocolates to go around. They are absolutely delicious. Speaking of Disney songs, what is a Disney, what's a Broadway show without mixing Disney with the NSYNC and the 90s nostalgia? Some of us just have to let go of those 90 memories.
BelowBroadway.com.
Let it go, let it go. Tonight, not a footprint to be seen. I can't
Oh, I hope you guys are singing along. That is the point of the show, by the way. If you're like me, if you're a Broadway fan, you should be singing along to all of these songs. Anytime I hear Jingle Balls, here, listen. Do you hear? Doesn't that just like, it gives you an image of Santa Claus flying across like a snow-covered scene of Christmas lights on houses and children sleeping and smoke. There's no smoke coming out of the chimney because Santa Claus has to come down. There is no smoke coming from the chimney because the fires are all out, so it's safe for Santa Claus to come down. My show. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. What we want to do, we want it to snow every holiday season. I'm shocked by people when they say that they live somewhere where it doesn't snow on Christmas. I never believed it to be true. Anytime I'm watching movies, anytime that I'm watching something on TV as a kid growing up, and I see people just wishing that it snows. Like, I live in Canada. It snows on Halloween. So I'm just, like, fascinated by people who have never seen snow on Christmas. And I take it for granted that it is... Granted, it's cold and miserable every other day of the year, but on Christmas, it's just peaceful and beautiful and snowy and just, oh, I love it.
BelowBroadway.com.
Fire in the sun.
Fridays.
BelowBroadway.com.
And you know what, guys? That pretty much wraps up this Christmas show. If this was a real mixtape, you could just, like, take it out, flip it to side B, and listen to whatever's on the other side. But in the digital world, the best that you can hope for is to be able to download this afterwards. So you can catch us streaming live in the new year, believe it or not, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we are going to be available for download on a bunch of different platforms. You can head on over to BelowBroadway.com. I don't think right now we're on a lot of platforms. You know, iTunes, Apple, Google, they all shut down for the holidays, so I don't think we made the cutoff deadline. I think we're on a few platforms right now, but in the new year, we're going to be all over the internet, in addition to BelowBroadway.com. Guys, I just want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you for being here on this Christmas Eve, tuning in, and just spending time with all of our favorite stars and songs. I know it's not easy being away from family and friends like a lot of you guys want to be with them. It's, you know, it's just what we got to do. But know that as long as you're doing everything you got to do to be safe this year, next year will be bigger, better, bolder, brighter, jollier, merrier, and probably a little snowier. I think we're going to end the show there. I think we're going to... Oh, you know what we should do? We should tell... I have to tell you guys who was singing what songs. Right. I got to do my job. We are going to go to... The first one, Let It Go, was performed by Desi Oakley back in 2016 at 54 Below, Broadway Princess Party. Then we had Jingle Bells, J-I-N-G-L-E Bells, by Jelani Remy and Tyler Conroy. That was, again, from back in 2018. And Let It Snow. I wish I knew who that soloist was on the guitar. I searched and I searched and I could not find the name of the soloist, so I'm going to dub the name of the soloist the Magical Soloist Elf. And the performer was Matt Doyle singing Let It Snow. Speaking of Matt Doyle, we're going to wrap up the show with one more song. Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas. We will see you guys all, or you'll hear me in the new year. I won't see you, but you'll hear us. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining us. And thanks a lot for a great 2018. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
BelowBroadway.com.
Have you sung a merry little Christmas? Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let the Yuletide begin.
Now I know he's
incredible man tonight, Tim Gasser. You are a wonderful, wonderful person, and I have been so, so lucky to know you.
Saturdays, 9 p.m. Eastern.
BelowBroadway.com.